Thank you, Roger, and thank you, people.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. Think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of Him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot keep silent, His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. His child and forever I am. His child and forever I am.
I love that song. Do you remember who wrote that? Okay. Who wrote it? Fanny Crosby. All right.
Out from heaven's palaces, splendor-filled and bright, came a King, and He came to bring to the world new life and light. What grace is this that brought my Savior down, that made Him leave His glorious throne and crown? The one who made the earth, the sky, the sea, who fixed the star in every galaxy. What condescension, oh, how can it be? What shame He suffered, oh, what agony. And then the death He died, forced in a bruised divine. What grace is this? What condescension, oh, how can it be? What shame He suffered, oh, what agony. And then the death He died, for sinners crucified. What grace is this? What grace?
Anybody? Well, hang in there. He also wrote this. And I think you may get this one.
My Father is omnipotent, and that You can't deny. A God of might and miracles, is written in the sky. It took a miracle to put those stars in place. It took a miracle to hang the world in space. But when he saved my soul, cleansed and made me whole, it took a miracle of love and grace. It took a miracle to put those stars in place. It took a miracle to hang our world in space. Think of that. But when he saved my soul, cleansed and made me took a miracle of love and grace.
And how thankful I am for that miracle. Now, do you remember who wrote that? John W. Peterson. I heard it out there someplace. Indeed. And he wrote both those songs and some great stuff. It is so good to be back again. It's been a long time. I think 2011 maybe was the last time I was here. First time I was here, I looked it up, was clear back in 1986. And it runs in my mind, it may have been a missions conference or something. I remember Pastor Gillette, does that sound right? And it seems to me, and some of you really old timers may be able to verify this, it seems to me that one of the guys who was here in those days was Harry Webb. Harry had been a military chaplain, but he was raised in Cleveland, and my father was pastor at his home church, and his mother was one of our dear, dear godly saints and just lived a few blocks up the street from us. And so it was fun to see Harry, because I remember him when I was growing up, he'd come home to visit and so on. But anyway, connections with the church here, and it's good to be back. I've been singing for a lot of funerals lately. Go figure. I guess it goes with being a senior. I'm one of you and have been for some time. But just within the last 6 months, it has been my high privilege to sing for the homegoing celebration of Glenn Jorian. Do you remember that name? Glenn was for 58 years the solo voice on Songs in the Night. He was the lead in the Melody Four Quartet. In fact, he's the one that founded that quartet. One of the most incredible voices I've ever known. Power right up to his last few years. But he was 92 years old. And then just in March, I think it was, had the privilege of singing for the homegoing celebration of Helen McElhinney Barth. Any of you remember that name? She used to sing Precious Lord, Take My Hand and Constantly Abiding, this little tiny thing. She and her husband, Reinhold Barth, traveled the country and traveled the world, really, in mission work and so on. Dear, dear, sweet lady. She was 99. And over in Goshen, Indiana, rode over for that and just had a marvelous time. Sang for a funeral yesterday before I left home to come down here. That was a very, very hard one. One of those that fills your minds with a lot of why questions for which you're not probably going to get any answers. But anyway, I don't mind. I love to sing
for the homegoing celebration of the saints. It's hard to sing for those that you're either not sure about or you're pretty sure aren't. And I know I'm not the judge and all of that, but nevertheless, when you know there's a clear-cut testimony and a life lived for Christ, then it's a great, great thing to be able to do. One of the, I say saints, actually her name is Carol Saint, but her maiden name was Carol Jones. She lives over in Erie, Pennsylvania, and she is the daughter of a wonderful lady whom I met a few times, but she too has been long since with the Lord. You all are the privileged ones over there. You can't see me. I've been told that my music is out of sight, or at least should be. But anyway, Carol Saint's mother wrote this song. In times like these, you need up the Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the sun. This rock is Jesus. Yes, He's the Lord. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the sun. Song for our time. In times like these, you need the Bible. In times like these, oh, be not idle. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the sun. This rock is Jesus. Yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the sun. I have a Savior in times like these. I have an anchor. I'm very sure. I'm very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the sun. This rock is Jesus. Yes, He's the Lord. This rock is Jesus, the only one. I'm very sure. I'm very sure. My anchor sing that without any reservation whatever. Amen? I hope so. When I think of Jesus, we've just come through the Lenten season with such awesome meaning. I don't want to use the word incredible. We do that all the time, but we really mean credible. We say the incredible power of the cross. No, the credible power of the cross. It is credible. And that's why we can believe and be on solid rock.
because we're on that rock, Jesus. But I think of the issues of Holy Week, Good Friday, and all of that. And there just are so many songs that come flooding in. One of my favorites. I can hear my Savior say, my strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray, find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. Springtime and harvest.
Probably remember too, the chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to.
Thank you.
darkest night. Oh, how lonely death can be at the end of doubt and peril is a shining light, for death is swallowed up. Ethiopia 3-4 years ago, and we were teaching, we were doing a Johnny and Friends thing, and teaching disability ministry and teaching about disabilities. And one of the sessions that I was charged with was God's purpose in suffering. And Johnny has put together a wonderful outline on this, and we had the freedom to add to it and so on. But one of the points that she makes is that suffering gives one an eternal perspective. And I thought of that as I was singing that song there. And while I was there, I had just a phenomenal interpreter in that particular session. His name was Fikru, African name. Beautiful guy. A hand that just hung limp. And in fact, a false hand on the bottom, on the hand part. The backstory of it quickly was that he was born in a Muslim home out in a village way out in the boonies, south in Ethiopia. People had to go to get water, fetch water someplace else and bring it back. The fireplace that kept them warm and also cooked the meals right in the middle of the floor. And the center of the room, the one room little hut. Well, his parents took off to get some water and left him alone, 3 years old. And somehow he fell into the fire, couldn't get out, and was there for how many hours, nobody knows for sure. And when they came back, he was severely burned, and no one believed that he would live. They did not have the money to take him to a hospital anywhere, and so they were resigned to just let him die. But he didn't die. And he lived for a number of months. And finally, they did journey into a village where there was a little clinic, and they just left him on the steps. But a Christian family found him, took him to where he could get help. Fikru has 60 years old, I think he told me, has translated numerous volumes, Christian volumes, into their language, the Amharic language, and serves the Lord with great joy. Well, he was a delight as my interpreter, but on this subject of the eternal perspective, I said, you know, back home we have an old chorus we used to sing. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. And that's all I intended to sing. Next thing I know, from over here comes, my treasures are laid up somewhere. So we sang a duet on that thing all the way through. Well, you know what? It doesn't always take away the pain to think about that when you're suffering. Nevertheless, it's a good perspective because God has a place for us. Well, there's some songs I want to sing. Let me find them here. I've got about 60, 11 hours worth of stuff here that I could do. And I can't do that, or I won't ever.
ever get to come back. But there are a couple of the old invitations that I would love to sing. I love the old invitation songs. And I wouldn't want to assume that everybody here this morning knows the Lord. If you do not know him in a personal way, he wants to know you. And, you know, I sing the invitations because Jesus opened the invitation on the cross. And the invitation won't be shut off until he returns. So this is for you and me. Couple of observations I want to make there, and then I'd like to have prayer with you, and I'll turn back to Roger. We come to Jesus just as we are. It's the only way we can come. But I've discovered that once you come to Jesus just as you were, you'll never be again just as you were. And his change is always for the better. And that's, I'm not painting roses here. This is not always an easy thing. But I've discovered you'll never be disappointed in the person that Jesus wants to make of you. You will be disappointed in the person you make of yourself. But there's no disappointment in Jesus. I think John W. Peterson wrote a song about that, actually. So that's one thing. The other thing is I love that old invitation hymn, Jesus, I Come, because I've discovered that while we think we're giving up a whole bunch of stuff to follow Jesus, the fact of the matter is, there is nothing that one gives up but what God doesn't replace it with something so much better. So much better. It's been a joy to be back with you again. I want to thank Jim and Jane Weiss. Love staying at their place. We're not good for each other. We go too late in the night reminiscing, and the more we talk, the more we find the overlaps in our lives that are just pretty awesome. It's been loads of fun. So thank you again, you guys. Love you. May I pray with you? Gracious Father, thank you for the privilege of coming and listening to some great old songs. Not great because they're old, but they're just great that happen to be old. And we love them, and I love them. I thank you for ministering to my heart as I have been singing and worshiping you. And I do pray, Lord, that if there's anyone here who has felt your tug upon their hearts, they'll know that it's not Bert tugging. I don't have the capability of that. But it is the Holy Spirit of God who is there to convince them of sin and righteousness and judgment and to lead them to Jesus. May they respond openly, Lord Jesus, come into my life and take over me. Whatever's left of me, Lord, take me. I want to be yours. Thank you for Roger and his leadership in this group, Lord. Pray your blessing upon them all. In the wonderful and matchless name, the strong name of Jesus Christ, the risen, living, and soon coming King. Amen.